friends, we are continuing our previous shiur in the inyan of Ne'amanus Eid Echad and Ne'amanus of Bailim. We wanted to understand how you can believe in Eid Echad just because it's Raglaim Ladavar. He's only in Eid Echad. And we also wanted to understand why, if the Bailim Lekulei Alma we saw in the Rishonim, according to the various Rishonim we saw, if the Bailim aren't Makrish, we do believe Eid Echad, and we want to understand that. And now we are going to move forward. Again, this is based on the Torah of the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Rav Ram Farbstein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, and the Rosh, in Hanizakim and Simen Ches, Chiluk Yud Aleph. He writes, Kol Darvashai B'yado Shel Adam Afilu Ischazek Yisura Neman Eid Echad L'tamei V'lesar. Anything that was in the hand of a person, even if it has a cheskas iser, an eid echad is believed to be metame and to aser, v'afilu makchisho o amar eino yodea. And even if the bailim contradict him, or they say that they don't know, elikaven shebiyado l'takno habeke bailav, just the fact that it was biyado, that makes him like the bailim. Bipashtus, and so writes the Mordechai in Reish Perek Isha Rabba, and Bipashtus Kavanasam, that even though Eid Echad is not believed against Ischazik Isura, Bailim are believed, because the Namanus of Bailim Al Shelahem is even stronger than the Namanus of Eid Echad. There's a special Namanus L'chora, there's a special Namanus for the Bailim L'chora. And therefore, Lekevin Shabiyado L'sakno, Habe Kebailov, so even if it has a Cheskas Isser, usually an Eid Echad is not Naman, but if a person has a Din Bailim, they have Bailus, they have control over the object, the person is believed. So you see, l'chora, that Bailim have stronger a Ne'amanus than a mere Eid Echad who's not believed against Cheskas Isser, and so apparently learned the Shach B'das HaRosh V'HaMordechi that we just quoted in Yoridei and Kuf Chof Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, that in Shulchan Aruch there it says that B'dover Shebiyad HaEid Echad, if it's in the hands of the Eid Echad, Ne'aman Hu Lomer Nisnasech Yenoch Afilu b'mokum shebelav hoch yamrinan de'ed echad eino ne'aman keneged habaylim. If it's in the hands of the eid echad, so he's believed to say that your wine is yayin nesech, even though normally an eid echad is not believed against the baylim, like when the baylim are makchish, or if the baylim say eini yodea, the baylim are the eid echad is not believed. But if it's biyado, eid echad is believed. The shach explains there that this is because if it's biyado, he's kibailim. So you see, the namanus of bailim al shelo is stronger than the namanus, than the believability of one aid. And therefore, even in an instance where one aid is not believed, when the bailim are makrish, or they say any odea, anybody who has a din bailim is believed, because bailim is stronger than aid echad, and that's the mashmos of the Lashon of the Maharik in Shoresh Ayin Beis of Yosef Kolon, 1400s. He writes, V'adam ne'aman al shalo les or lahatir. A person is believed on what belongs to him, if he's the Bailim, both to aser and to be matir. V'chein isa b'mordechi reish perek reisha isha rabba ad kan l'shono. And look there in the Maharik, that you see that Das HaMa'arik is that even though we've discussed this Ma'arik a lot in the past, even though Eid Echad is not believed against Ischazik Isura, even if it's biyado, Al Dover Shelo Ne'aman Gam B'She'eino Biyado Mishum Shehu Abaylim. That's what he says, V'Adam Ne'aman Al Shelo Lesor Olahatir. A person is believed on what's his. So, al davar shelo ne'aman gam b'she'eino biyado. As long as it's his, he's believed, because there's a special believability for Bailim, both for Isser and for Heter. So you see that the koach of the Bailim is stronger than the koach of the Eid Echad. As long as you have the status of Bailim, you are believed. Having the status of Bailim gives you more believability, gives you more than emanus, than a regular Eid Echad. And that's like the Shach said. Even in instances where an Eid Echad would not be believed, an Eid Echad is not believed to say Nisnasech Yenach against the Bailim, but if it's Biyado, if he has the status of Bailim over this object, or Stama Bailim, like we see from the Ma'arik, they are believed. So again, it would seem from these three sources, from the Rosh and Mordechai, number one, from the Shach in Yeridei Kufchav Zayin Siv Kanaf, number two, the Ma'arik in Shorash Ayin Beis, that Bailim have special koach, even more than an Eid Echad. Shach there in Sifkot and Chaf Aleph writes, Avol b'makchisho, yesh loymar, dehabaylim ne'amanim al shalahem, ve'eid echad behakchashis bal dover, lav klum hu. In other words, eid echad has no ne'amanus against the baylim. Even if it's not b'yad ha-baylim, the Shach says, if there's a hakchash of the baylim, we don't regard anything that the Eid Echad says, because the Bailim are stronger than Eid Echad. So Bipshuto, the Rush is going Lidarko, that since the Bailim are given strong Ne'amanus, stronger Ne'amanus than an Eid Echad, so that would mean that if you have a conflict between Eidus of Eid Echad and Eidus of the Bailim is going to prevail. L'chora, we could bring a raya brura l'das harosh v'siyato. We can bring a clear proof for the Rosh and his group that the ne'amanus of the Bailim is a new halacha, and it is not dependent or contingent on the halacha of ne'amanus Eid Echad from a gemara in Kiddushin Samach Hei Amud Bei Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Abai wants to prove the din that Eid Echad is ne'aman, and he proves it from the following: Vitana Tuna, Vishenevda Bo Aver, if you have an animal that an Aveira, bestiality was done with this Aveira, Vishahemis, or an animal killed someone, Al Pi Eid Echad, O Al Pi Abailim, Naaman. So, the Bailim or the Eid Echad is Naaman to say that this animal committed was the subject of the act of bestiality or killed someone. And the Gemara says, what's this al pi eid echad? Either come modu bailim, if the bailim agree, hainu al pi abailim. So that's the same thing as al pi bailim. So you see in the Gemara that even though the Brice it's mefurish that al pi bailim, we believe that nevda bo avera, that doesn't prove the din of abaye that eid echad is naman. So you see that the Gemara is learning that Bailim is stronger than Eid Echad. And therefore, even though it's pashut for us that the Bailim are Ne'aman, that doesn't teach us what the din would be by an Eid Echad. However, we have a problem. Rashi, at the beginning of Isha Rabbah, Yevamos 88a, tells us the makor of the din that Eid Echad Ne'aman be Isurim. Rashi writes, you know how I know? Because otherwise, how do you eat at your friend's house? You're invited to the Greenbergs for Friday night dinner. How are you going to eat there? You're going to say, Mrs. Greenberg is a trustworthy lady. But if ain't Eid Echad Ne'aman be surim, trustworthy, brustworthy, grustworthy, nustworthy, it's not going to help us what Mrs. Greenberg is, because ain't Eid Echad Ne'aman be surim. It must be Eid Echad Ne'aman be surim. Vein l'chadim samach al b'nei besu. You can't even trust your wife. So it must be that Eid Echad is Naman Bisurim. You can't eat at the, you can't be guests at someone else's house. Heck, you can't even eat at your own house. Why not? Because Ein Eid Echad Naman Bisurim. From the fact that we do eat at other people's houses, and the fact that we do eat in our own house, it must be that we can trust these ladies, Eid Echad Naman Bisurim. Now, according to the Rush and those who side with him, there's no raya at all for the din of Eid Echad Bisurim. Because Rashi says, you're going to someone else's house, they're the Bailim. Now, Manas of Eid Echad isn't going to help if the other person's the Bailim. So what's Rashi bring a raya for Nam Manas of Eid Echad from a case where the people are Bailim? Hechitesi Nam Manas of Eid Echad? All that proves is the Bailim are believed. And that's a different category, that's a different parasha. Maybe Taka Rashi argues. Maybe it's a machlokas. Maybe Rashi learns that it's not a new halacha of Ne'amanus HaBailim, and he says that the Ne'amanus of Bailim is the same as one Bailim is like 1/8. Maybe. However, it would appear that it's a davar mechudish ma'od to say that Bailim have a stronger ne'amanos that's not dependent on the halacha of Eid Echad Ne'aman Bisurim. Because even though l'chora so is muchach, so is evident from the Gemara that we quoted from Kiddushin, nevertheless, it's very hard to understand b'svara, logically, how we can say without a makor that mikoich ha'bailus sheyesh l'adam ala chayfetz, because a person has formal ownership over an object, he should be given ne'amanos to be made on this object. And therefore it would appear that this klal of ne'amanos eid echad keneged bailim lav klumhu, that one eid against the bailim is not believed, it's not because there's a chiddush of a parish of ne'amanos bailim, but rather it's mehilchus ha'ne'amanos shel eid echad. Shekol she'id echad meid keneged bailim. This is the assault. If an eid echad is testifying against the bailim, reyo ne'emanuso, his ne'emanus is farshvacht. His ne'emanus is weakened. There's a reyasa, there's a blemish, there's an impediment to the power of his ne'emanus. Here you don't have the din of eid echad ne'eman bi'isurim, as I hope we are going to explain. And if you look carefully in the Lashon of the Shach, he's medactic in his Lashon. He says, Eid Echad be'akoshes bal dover lav klumhu. It's mashma that it's a reyesa on the koach of the Eid Echad, not because the koach ha'bailim is stronger than the Eid Echad, but it's because it's a reyesa in the edus of the Eid Echad. So we have to be makdim as ha'biur b'yisod din Eid Echad Neged HaBailim. And for that, we have to travel on over to Meseches Krisus. It says at the beginning of the third parak of Krisus, Daf Yud Aleph, Amru lo achalta chelev, mevi chatos. If they said to him, you ate chelev, then the din is that he brings a korban chatas. Eid omer lo achalta. The eid omer lo achalta. Now we have a contradiction between two people, whether he ate it. Maybe ashem talui suffik. So he brings in ashem talui. Eid omer achalta vu omer lo achalti. Potter. One eight says to him, you ate chelev, and the other eight says, no, I didn't. One eight says to him, you ate chelev, and he says, v'hu omer, and he says, lo achalti, no, I didn't. So he's pater. So we see from this that even though be'eid echad omer achalta, ve'eid echad makchish, if you have a conflict between two witnesses, he brings an Asham Talui. Nevertheless, if the Baal Dover himself is Makhish Ha'ed, Eino Mevi Asham Talui. And we have to understand, since we have here an Eidus of the Eid Echad, an Eidus of the Baal Dover that's Makhish, it's one against one. And if so, even though there's no Chatas here, like we learned from the Pasuk, nevertheless, there should at least be an Asham Talui. If you have one aid saying that you ate, if you have two aidim saying that you ate, so he brings a Karban Chatas. If you have a conflict, he doesn't bring a Karban Chatas. I get it. But then why if he brings an Asham Talui? But if he brings an Asham Talui when it's one aid against another aid, why doesn't he bring an Asham Talui when it's him against one aid? So the explanation is from Tosfos there. The Amar lo achalti, pshita de eid echad lo mehimen, ketechsiv lo yakum eid echad ba'ish, denire she'ein eid echad kam rak l'shvua. That if he says lo achalti, it's pashit that an eid echad is not believed, because it says that an eid echad is not allowed to stand up against a man. So an eid echad can be mechayev shvua, but he can't stand against a man. What does that mean? That even though normally in Isurim in Eid Echad is Naaman, if his Eidus is Be'ish, it's Begzeres HaKosov, it's Begzeres HaKosov, that an Eid Echad is not Naaman, even in Isurim, Tosfos is Mechadesh, that when the Bailim are Makhish, that's considered Eidus Be'ish, and therefore an Eid Echad is not Naaman to be Mechayiv him a carbon. That's what Tosfos says. The Amar lo achalti pshita de Eid Echad lo mehimen. If he says I didn't eat, it's pashit that the Eid Echad is not believed, because it says lo yakum Eid Echad be'ish. That's called standing up against a man. When he's going against the Bailam, that's called standing up against a man. And you're not Mechayiv him a carbon. Ein Eid Echad neman lechayiv o carbon. So we learn from Tosfos two things. Number one, we learn that Tosfos holds that ne'amanas ha'bailam al shelahem is not mikoyach sheneschat shalahem halacha mechudeshes. There's no new halacha, like we wanted to say earlier, of ne'emanus, that is of a bailim that's stronger than the ne'emanus of an eid echad. If Tosfos would have believed that, then they should have said simply, eid echad is not believed to be mechayivim korban when the bailim say, I didn't eat, because bailim are makrish, and the koach of the bailim is alim, is stronger than the koach of the eid echad. We learn that ein eid echad neman loymar achal techele kishahala shemeir alav makhisho, that an eid echad is not believed to say you ate chelev when the other guy is makhish him, when the bailimar is makhish, is only because zereisa in the koach of the eid echad. Why? Because an eid echad doesn't have the power to be made against an ish. Kachu adin shekol shabaylem makchishim ha'ed echad lesa klal leparshas ne'amonos de'ed echad. If the baylem are makchish, the whole parsha of ed echad does not start, because we learn from the pasuk of lo'ekam ed echad be'ish. And we see this lehedia in the lashon of the shach in simin kuf chof zayin in seif gimel the klalahu lo yakum eid echad be'ish, etc. De eid echad eino kam rak l'shvua. V'nida kaimel eid echad neman b'surim. Hainu hecha deina ba makhisha o b'makum dika migu. Avo b'makum deleka lo yha v'lo ha. Lo mistaber klal de eid echad yehe neman lahakhish ha'bal din u lahafsid memono. So he says it black and white. The klal is lo yakum eid echad be'ish. An eid echad kibim achayiv v'shvua. But he can't be stand up against an ish. So yes, we pass Ganein Echad Neman Bisurim. That's where the Baal Din is in Makrish, or he has some type of Migu. But if there's not neither this nor that, it's not mistaber that an Eid Echad should be believed to be Makrish the Baal Din and Mafsid Mimono, because he's going against the ish. Lo Yakum Eid Echad Bish doesn't have that power. It's a Reyesa in the Eidus of the Eid Echad. We have to add an akuda, and that is that the Iker Chiddush that Eid Echad HaMukhash Al Yidei Bailim is considered Eidus Be'ish requires explanation, because his Iker Eidus is in the Tyrus. He's being made about the Tyrus. And because this, when the Baalim isn't makrish, we consider it edus b'isurim, and where we believe him. So since he's being made on the tyrus themselves, is it mutter, is it usser, is it tar, is it tameh, why is this considered edus b'ish? He's not talking about the person, he's talking about the food. So why is the hakosha of the Baalim considered edus b'ish? So the answer is that apparently Tosis holds that if his edus is goreim, it causes a chalos din on the chayfetz against the das Baalim, that's called edus b'ish, and therefore if he says nit mutaro secha, even though be'ikar edusa eino kam b'ish ela b'chayfetz, even though in his ikar edus he's not standing up against an ish, he is standing up against a chayfetz, he's being made again at about a chayfetz, nevertheless since the Baalim of the chayfetz are makrish him, so it turns out that his edus is gari machalos din b'chayfetz k'neged das ha-baylim, that's considered made neged ha-baylim and not edus b'chayfetz, and therefore it's not included in the parasha of ne'emanus eid echad b'isurim. There is already a ktsos that says this in Simon Lamed Ches Sif Katan Dalid. Two people are made that your wine became yain nesach, and then they became edim zom, and they have to pay. And even though the pasuk says kasher zam alasas l'achiv, and they're not mechayiv him anything, they're being made on the yain. Nevertheless, they still have to pay. These edim still have to pay. Rayam Iparakama de Sanhedrin, Ploni Rabba Sharo Shel Ploni, Naragano Mashaman de Meha Shore. So, even though they're being made on the shore, if they become Adam Zelman, they have to pay. Alma Avdim Sadi ala Shore, if they're made that the shore was nearby, and not on the Bala Shore, they still have to pay de Meha Shore. So you see that even though they're made on the Yayin and on the shore, this is considered Eidus in the Bala Yayin and Bala Shore, and it's included in the parish of Kasher Zamam, Lasos L'Ochiv. Very good. So it emerges then, a biur, in that the Eidus HaBailim is preferable from the Eidus of Eid Echad, as we paskin, that even in instances where the Eidus of an Eid Echad is not sufficient, the edus of the Baalim is. It's pashut. It's not because there's a parish of ne'emanus ha-Baalim that was mischadesh even when there's no din of edus eid echad like we thought before. Because bevadai, even the ne'emanus of Baalim is from the parish of the ne'emanus of eid echad. Just, if an eid echad is made kishiyesh Baalim al hadavar, when an eid echad is made and there is a Baalim on this matter and his edus is so ser the Baalim, that's a reisa in his edus and it becomes edus be'ish. Masha'en kain, when he himself is the Baalim or al kopanim, it's biyado and he has a din Baalim, there his edus isn't considered that it's so ser das Baalim, because he himself is considered the Baalim, and or is the Baalim, and in such an instance, he could be mechel echalos on the chayfetz. And that would be what Tosfos means in Perakah Omer, Dibur Amaschel, Nit Mutar Asecha, Vitzarach Lomar, the Hadar Mabachol Tuchten Erech Anem, and Bisurim Hainadavka Lahatir, Gon Basizumen Ukeras, Ochatichazu Shel Shuman, Avalester Adabin and Emman, Alekamoshe Pirashti, that we say that Bachol Makom Erechad is Neman Bisurim, that's Dafka to be Matir, but Lesser, he's not Neman. So you see that Tosis was mechalik between Eid Echad, Bein Lahatir, Bein Lasar. And they didn't say that he's not believed to Aser because he's going against his Chazik HaTeira. Because the Iker Chilik is is that the aser is kenegadas bailim. So if they're asering kenegadas bailim, they can't do that. They don't have the power against das bailim to be mechel and the chayfetz achalos iser. That's edus beish. Mashenkein, when they're coming to be matir, there's no das bailim against them. And therefore the edim are believed. Or the aid is believed. Okay, this was the second leg of our journey. There is, I believe, one more leg of this particular journey. And obviously there's a lot more to say, but from this journey, one more leg. And we should be zocha mirtzei Hashem to continue and see more niflos gedolos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.